That's fine. Everybody can say the thing.
That's what it's going to cost next year.
I need to quit wearing that.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Y'all about ready?
I'm ready.
That's up. We'll call the work session to order tonight. It's 5:30. Council, you've got your agenda for tonight. Anything that you know we need to add to the agenda that we might have got? I don't see anything. We had talked about our school board appointment, and that is coming up. I sent you guys just an informational text message this week, and you know, if you've got people in your districts that are interested in these positions, please have her contact Tasha. I plan on next week calling a special meeting just to talk to these folks that are interested in the school board. The ones that, you know, we will vet them. Because I think it's a very important position. And we have a lot of interest, and I'm really excited about the interest we have from people all over. Right now, I think we've got, four, Tasha? Or three? I know we had four interested, but one may back out.
Yeah.
So right now, I know that we have four people that are interested in this one position on the school board. And I think we ought to give them an opportunity to come and address the council, you know, where you can ask them questions, us ask them questions, you know, whatever we want to do, that we get the best person for that position. I would ask that, you know, if you have anybody in your districts that you know of, you know, reach out to them and let us know. That way I can contact them this week and we can set that meeting up for next week sometimes. So if you will, you check your calendar as well and let me know days that are not good for you guys. And we'll try to get as many of us as we can together on a special meeting next week to talk to these folks in a work session. We've had just another work session thing we don't have to discuss in the meeting, but we've got some stuff from East Alabama this week on grant opportunities. I would like some ideas from you guys. Did you email that out?
I didn't email it out, but okay. I can.
We'll email that out this week.
Okay.
There's several different grant things that are coming open. For things from the police department to
beautification
project stuff. There's all kind of grant money, and I would like to have some information from you guys on what you would like to see. I know there's some things I'd like to see, but I'd like to know what y'all like to see as well. So we'll have that emailed out to you this week. There are some deadlines on these, so any ideas you have, you'll just get them back to me or Tasha, and that way we can move forward on the ideas that we have. There's a lot going on. You guys know our garbage truck, like you've seen on Facebook, has been down now for 2 days. I know you're probably getting a lot of calls because we're getting a lot of calls about it. So just to let you know, Stroked Out Diesel tells us in the morning that it's going to be back up and running. So right now we're operating with one. I know the utility office is getting swamped with calls about garbage pickup.
Which one over there?
It's the automated truck.
It's the automated truck.
So it's the one that runs most of the cans. So.
Yeah.
I know you guys
are working on that.
Probably, if you're not getting a lot of calls, you will be.
Yeah.
Be patient. They're getting it as fast as
we tried to put it out there so that hopefully we'll knock some of the calls down.
So anyway, that's and then the work. Anybody else got anything for the work session?
I do. We need to talk about the two chiefs. You know, they've been on probation for 6 months. About making them permanent or whatever we're going to do.
Yeah, not really probation. We just had they've just been temporary.
Yeah.
Temporary for, and we should have already done that. And it's, you know, if it's okay with the council, I would like to move on with that tonight. We've had a chance to definitely work with both chiefs now for 6 months, and I do believe they have the best interest of our city at heart. And I have no reason why we wouldn't rehire both of them.
So,
police and
just
fire.
Real quick, that's just not these two gentlemen. This is the city judge.
No, you don't have to do them all.
I mean, what I'm saying, are we talking about all of them, or are we just doing these two?
I'm going to bring up the two chiefs tonight.
Okay.
What? Reappointing the police chief and the fire chief.
If y'all are okay with that, we can do that in a regular meeting tonight.
Should add it to the agenda.
Just the two?
Yeah.
Anybody got anything else for the work session?
Isn't that garbage truck under warranty?
It is under warranty.
Did they not?
We did.
Would the warranty cover any type of replacement while they're?
No.
And
what if we send it off, it's got to go to an authorized dealer.
Yeah.
And it may take a month to get it back. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of, we were kind of in a place, do we just pay, you know, a local person to fix it and get it back in 2 days?
Right.
Or do we send it off to Birmingham and it sat there for a month?
And he said we may be able to take the, you know, where we paid to have it fixed and plead our case on getting some of our money back on it.
So we are looking at that as well. Anybody got anything else in the work session?
If there's any way that we can rent one.
Well, we've actually reached out to our
Ingram
Equipment today. And if it's not back tomorrow, they do have one that they said we might can borrow for a week. But if it went over a week, we'd have to start leasing it. So, hopefully, they told me they were in Atlanta picking up the radiator this afternoon. They would have it put back in the morning, and hopefully that truck will be running in the morning. So, but it was supposed to be away this morning. It was the wrong radiator they picked up, so or they sent or something. So. Hopefully in the morning that thing will be back up running and they get caught up on the trash pickup for the week. All right, if we don't have anything else, let's stand for the invocation. Mr. Ward, do you mind?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I'm great. Gracious and kind, loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for the many opportunities and blessings that you've granted each one of us. Lord, I ask that you continue to watch over this mayor and this council and lead, guide them, and direct them in all the decisions they have to make. Continue to watch over our firefighters, our police, all city employees who work hard every day for this city. And all these things we ask in your mighty blessed name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council tonight, you have in your packet the minutes from our previous meeting. I have a motion to accept the minutes from our previous meeting.
I'll make a motion.
I've got a motion. I've got a second.
Second.
Whatever. I have a motion, a second. Any discussion, any correction, anything to be made to the minutes? A motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Tonight, you have bills for payment in your packet as well. Totaled payroll and general expenses of $863,912.08. And a big majority of that is power bill, gas bill, that kind of stuff. So anybody got any questions on the bills for payment tonight? If we don't have any questions, I'll entertain a motion to accept the bills for payment.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
A motion, got a second?
A second.
All right, anybody got any corrections, anything like that? Got a motion, a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Tonight, short and sweet. Chief, you got any visitors comments at all?
Ashley Jones.
Ms. Ashley?
I've been a bit of a stranger here lately. We've been busy at the chamber, but I did want to give y'all a look at the board.
Thank you.
Since Piedmont is one of the semi-quincentennial cities for the American 250 Alabama initiative for their country's birthday this year, I want to send that to y'all as well as let you know on June 28th. Jacksonville is doing a freedom ride along the trail. So they'll be going 12 and a half miles towards Piedmont and 12 and a half miles back. So we'll start at 2:50 p.m. So it's going to be a hot ride. But we would love for Piedmont to be able to come this way, whatever that might look like. I'm just inviting the community, direct everybody to walk. And all the trail cities will be participating. So Anson wants to do it as well. Weaver. But also, they were wanting to know, is there any kind of community project that Piedmont might be interested in, where the other municipalities that are part of this initiative could come to Piedmont. We all work together like an action day. If that's something y'all would think about, is there anything that we could all come to do one afternoon or morning?
Yeah, I don't know why we couldn't.
Just anytime before July 4th.
Right. Okay. If you will, can you just get with Ms. Tosh on that?
Yes.
And we'll see what we can line up. Thank you.
Let us know what your ideas are, and we're really excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else, Chief?
That's all good. Since you were saying something about the trail, I was just going to mention that on April the 25th, I think that might be Trails Day on the 25th. Just let you know that the road behind the police department, I had to come up with a time frame. We'll block that road off and have a little bike rodeo for the kids to talk about bike safety and stuff. Kind of move that off of the trail a little bit to leave that open for them. It'll just be a short time period. But the 25th, I believe that's going to be Trails Day. I think that's what that name is. So,
It is. There's a. What time did you say it was, Chief? What time did you say you were going to do that?
I don't know. We'll have to come up with a time frame, but maybe by the next council meeting, I'll give you a different time.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's all. Ms. Williamson, he's got a comment.
Yeah.
Hi, hey, everybody. Good.
Good. How are you?
Good. Is that Myron Russell Williamson? Hello to everybody in the district and everyone in the room. I come today because I want to speak about the former hospital building here in Piedmont. Again, my name is Russell Williamson. I want to make an official statement to the council and to the city. I'm here to introduce a project that I believe will strengthen the healthcare access, create local jobs, and restore an important community asset, the former hospital property. I purchased that property some time ago, and my purpose is straightforward. I'd like to revitalize this facility into a functioning community veteran elderly care facility. It's a place where residents can receive timely care close to home, and where veterans and seniors can receive coordinated support in a respectful, safe, and dignified environment. Now, why this matters for Piedmont? Like many rural communities, Piedmont faces the challenge that comes with fewer local healthcare options, longer travel times for care, and increasing demand for senior services. A growing need for behavioral health and chronic disease management, and a strain on families who are trying to care for loved ones while still also trying to work and manage those costs. When people must travel further for basic or urgent care, the impact isn't medical. It affects workforce stability, public safety, school attendance, and overall community resilience. My vision is that we want the former hospital to become a rural health hub for Piedmont, built around three commitments: close to care, close to home care. We want Piedmont residents to have a local access to core services and coordinated referrals instead of depending on distant facilities, as so many people do, as one option. Veterans and elderly-centered services. The facility will be designed to meet the real needs of veterans, seniors, caregivers, and families, though through integrated care, safe environments, and communities of support. Technology-enabled access. Rural healthcare must include modern tools, telehealth, remote monitoring, secure digital access, and patient support resources, so care can reach people even when transportation or provider shortages create barriers. Partnership that we are looking for with the city approached with grants, and we want to be ready for that. And we're proposing a transparent and public and private partnership approach modeled after best practices used in other Alabama rural health initiatives, where the city provides civic leadership, community engagement, and formal endorsement support where appropriate. What we'll provide is the facility, asset, private initiative, and project leadership. And we'll recruit the right clinical and technology and operational partners to ensure quality, compliance, sustainability, and measurable outcomes. This partnership structure is important because major rural health funding initiatives, including state and federal aligned programs, often require strong local coordination, compliance, and measurable results. Our goal is to be ready to compete for these opportunities in a way that is fully compliant, realistic, and sustainable. We are requesting from the City Council tonight, this evening, that we respect three things that we are asking. Commissions proceed with formal planning and community engagement in coordination with the city. A designated city point of contact on working with group to working group to help align local stakeholders, EMS, public health, senior services, veteran organizations, education partners, etc., and non-binding endorsement support, whether a resolution as appropriate, so Piedmont can be positioned to pursue rural health transformation and rural facility revitalization grant opportunities. In closing, we believe that this project can restore a vital community asset, improve local access and healthcare access, strengthen Piedmont's future. We are committed to an approach that is measurable, accountable, and transparent. We'd like to bring jobs to the city, which is very much needed, bring healthcare closer again for hours where it currently is not available. So we look forward to listening to your guidance and working with the city and the community as we move forward. Thank you all for your time. Any questions?
I've got a few questions for you. So do you have a business plan that you could present to us, like a formal plan that you can submit to us in writing?
I can.
Okay, that would be good.
Okay.
I mean, we would want to review that for, you know, any commitment. I want to see your plan. I want to see what services you intend to offer. You know, what we definitely don't want to do is try to duplicate anything that might be going on already. Second thing is there any certificate of need processes that you intend to have to go through to get this project off the ground with assisted living, or is it going to be assisted living facilities? What kind of facility is it going to be, and what's the regulation behind that? Because there is some I want to know, you know, because we currently have in Piedmont, we have a 91-bed nursing home currently. Mm-hmm. We have a 36-bed assisted living mm-hmm. that's already here. So I just kind of want to know what your occupancy is going to be, what your clientele will be, elderly, veterans, any other things that go into that. Before we can commit to something, I'm just saying we need more.
Gotcha.
We need more detail.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, everything that we can do to revitalize a piece of property here, I'm for.
Yes.
I'm for it, but I just want to see the business plan and the details behind it.
Correct. And what I will do is get the information for you, get the email formally sent it to you. I was talking to the South earlier. I will get it to the proper person I need to get it to, if it's you or to the mayor and to the board, so you guys will have a copy of what we plan to do in a basic outline. So what we do to answer your question, as far as the people that we plan to service, we have it as a community center and a wraparound service. They're basically for seniors and veterans who don't have housing. A lot of these veterans who serve the country are currently living homeless at this point in many parts of Calhoun County. So our thing is to be able to service that community as well as the
city. So we're talking about senior living facility,
not so much senior, not assisted living, because that already exists over at the nursing home. So no, not that, but these are like 55 plus. With that point, we can do low-income housing. Therefore, thus, and the city will be able to receive low-income housing credits by looking and dealing with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. They have grants and money that are available for low-income housing for those that are 55 plus that are not needing assistance, but need basically wraparound coordination services. There are a lot of service members, veterans, who definitely need service, like I've been talking with the gentleman for the BFW, to another coordinated care service. What we want to do is make that hub for seniors who may need services like income, health, things like that. But also being able to have them an ability to live there without assistance. We're not trying out places like a nursing home. So we're going to give those who have low income needs, some seniors who may be trying to downsize out of the housing, or maybe not be able to afford that. But if we can make this facility what the plan is, and again, I'll begin to show that, when we can sit down and show who I need to talk to and show you how we want to make it where it's going to be energy conservative, so that a lot of the bills that people are talking about are extremely high and dealing with our public energy, which is extremely high. We want to make this energy efficient and also work with EPA, because they also have funds that are available when you're creating that for a population or community that will be able to bring some of those prices down. So that's what we're looking to do. Not have it as this place for kids where they'll be having to need assistance in that matter, but but assistance where they will have more services than having more health care. So that's the answer to your question. Okay. And like I said, I will get more formal information to you guys with that full document. Yes, sir.
No, we are talking about the OWASP.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And so yes, the old hospital building, and I think, and I had gotten a summons for court, and I thought that I talked to the chief of police, but we've been dealing with a lot of vandals that we've been boarding up, but they've been going in, and I want to commend the police department for running out many people. If we can't board it up, they take the boarding out. I think at this point, everything is pretty much the value been taken, so I don't think we'll have to deal with a lot more of that. But it's not just an abandoned property. The property had begun to a project that we had begun to work on. There was some funding hold up, but now we're moving back into that. So I got up here to court, but I do want to make a public record that it's not just an abandoned piece of property, that we are working to make that an actual functioning facility. So I will have to go to court on that to let them know that, where we are in process with that. So I want to let the council and the city know that it's not just a vacant place. But we are working to make that be functional.
Have you been in the building?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah.
I've been beginning to clean it out. So I begin to paint one part of it to kind of give it a different look because it's beginning to look off. So I've got the maintenance folk coming out to cut the grass on it next week. So that's not going to bother the place. There have been some broken windows that I've replaced, but they broke them again. I think that's coming from some kids that are local around. But again, not just any gifted.
Neighborhood kids. We had broken windows too.
Yes. And so that's an issue that we had, and I guess, you know, they get bored and they see it there. But I'm not just leaving it vacant, so I want the city to know that it's a viable working project that is happening.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Anybody else, Chief?
That's all I got.
With that, we'll move on to council reports. Ms. Williams.
Two chiefs.
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay.
We do it when y'all do your council report.
I have a question. What's the ordinance as far as, I know that they were coming through writing tickets on the way the cars are facing. I've been having a lot of complaints on Caton Street about cars getting side scraped because people are not parking the way they're supposed to. And so when mail trucks, UPS, Amazon trucks are coming through, they're getting hit. And it's because people are not facing the proper direction that they're supposed to
on Caton Street. Mm-hmm. Just a basic breakdown of that ordinance is that if you don't have a driveway, you can park on the street because you don't have
flow of traffic.
So there's one side of the road that mostly doesn't have a driveway, so they're allowed to park on the street, but they have to be parked in the directional flow of traffic. On the other side of the street, there shouldn't be any cars parked on the other side. And then, because they have driveways typically on the back side of their house, they have to use their driveway. There's a few exceptions to the rule, like if you have company, you can't hold that, but it's got a time. So
I guess if you could, can you wait in the evenings, kind of like rob out? Because I've had three people that
I'll take
2 months to let me know that it's an issue.
Yeah, every once in a while, like we'll side a few, and then it's no longer an issue, and then over time, it'll gradually come back. It's probably back to the moment where we need to go make sure. But typically, when I go through there, I don't see a whole
lot. I haven't either. I ride through, check it out at different times in the evening time. I haven't seen it, but it's the continuance that they're still complaining to me.
See, the only thing I've seen over there in recent is I saw like a grass cutting crew that was over there cutting, and they was parked on the road right there. But again, I think that could be within reason while they're cutting grass.
Right. But that's all I had.
Thank you, Ms. Peters.
No report.
Mr. McCord.
No, sorry. I have anything.
Mr. Captain. Mr. Epps.
The two chiefs.
Yeah, go ahead. You'll make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to hire the two chiefs.
Reappoint.
To reappoint.
To reappoint the two chiefs.
I'll second that.
No, tonight we have a motion by Mr. Epps to reappoint our police chief and fire chief back to their current positions. I've got a motion, got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. We do appreciate y'all. Sorry it took us so long. Great. Here, Mr. South.
No report.
No report. Mr. Farmer.
Yeah, I've got a couple of things. Been working with the a group to bring, and actually the Historical Society, we're working on an event down at the train depot. You've probably seen me post this on Facebook, and it's going to be a fundraiser for the Historical Society. We're going to do a murder mystery dinner, old Western-themed murder mystery dinner on May the 30th. It starts at 7 o'clock down at the depot. There are tickets for it, so it's limited to 60 people because we don't want it to be too big that we can't function. So that's going to happen on May the 30th at 7 o'clock. With that being said, we're going to block off a couple of streets downtown. We're going to have Buttermilk Ranch come and do a chuck wagon style meal. The goal in this is to get people downtown and try to raise some money for the Historical Society. If y'all haven't been there, Ben and his that group there do a great job at the train depot and the museum. So it's going to give an opportunity to bring some outside people in to see that, as well as some people in town. So we've been coordinate that with Dr. Ingram and some other folks. So if that sounds interesting to you, I promise you it's a good time. We my wife and I have been to several of them in different places throughout the state. It's a real good time. So if this goes well, we're going to try to plan a couple more a year. And the purpose is give people something to do. You know, what are you here? There's nothing to do in Piedmont, but we're going to try to do that. And then benefit some of the local nonprofits. So that's coming up on May the 7th, so kind of mark your calendar. If you hadn't seen that, go out to Facebook. It's on the Historical Society's website. You can find the ticket links and things there. If we have enough interest, we're going to turn around and repeat it in a couple of weeks. So y'all kind of keep that in mind if you're looking for something fun to do. The next thing is is it the 21st council meeting, Kevin?
21st.
The healthcare authority would like to invite the council down to meet with them, just kind of see what's going on down with the healthcare authority. We usually do that once every 4 years with the council, new council and the mayor and stuff that come in, just kind of give you an opportunity to learn about what the healthcare authority does and how we function. So we're going to do that on the 21st, directly after the meeting here. Will that be okay with everybody?
Yes.
Okay, and does a meal sound good? Y'all want to eat with it?
Sounds great.
Sounds great? Okay. So we'll have a meal. We usually have a meal at our meeting. They usually feed us there when we meet once a month. So we'll do that, and then just kind of give you guys an opportunity to see what's going on as far as the healthcare authority and some things we have going on with that in Piedmont. So if you can, we'll just try to go straight from our next meeting on the next Tuesday, meet the 21st, and go over there if that's okay with everybody. And then the Easter egg hunt Saturday was a really good time. The city employees did a really good job. We did a little different this year, and I think it was great. I think everybody did a good job with it. I think people had fun with it, so I enjoyed being out there with it. I liked watching the kids. If you didn't get an opportunity to be there, you got to sit around and watch kids play. They got there. They were out there running and playing and having a good time. There wasn't a phone in sight. It was real nice to see those kids running around playing and having a good time. And parents sitting around talking, you know, while this thing was going on. So thanks for the mayor and the clerk for that. They did the change on it this year. It was a little bit of change. There was actually almost like a festival atmosphere before. I think it was really nice. So look forward to things to come in the future.
I also forgot, we had the Peppertown do an Easter egg hunt on the 29th of March, and we had a good turnout. Thank you to, we had eggs donated, a lot of eggs. We'll be able to do it again next year. somebody at the Civic Center donates us eggs. I can't remember who it was, but it was a great turnout. We had over 60-something kids. And each year it just gets bigger and bigger. So we was glad that had a great turnout.
Mm-hmm. With that, City Clerk, you got anything?
Okay.
All right. Tonight, and we did kind of table this to the bids for the grass cutting for the parks, for the museum, the Roberts House. The museum, Roberts House, and both parks. We talked about this at our last meeting. And... We
I think the council wanted a little more information on what it was costing us to do it with our employees. And we looked at, I've thrown the idea around of hiring some summer help, you know, some high school kids, this, that, and the other, and just done some figures on that. It's costing us, with our employees, the way we're doing it now, it's costing us about $1,200 a month just in salaries. That's not equipment, that's not fuel, that's not
payroll taxes.
You know, and that's just if it takes the amount of hours that we have down here. And I don't really know that you can do it as quick as they told me they can do it, or Jeff told me they could do it. But so we're looking at about $1,200 a month, or we can go with we bid it out, and our lowest bid was $1,900 a month for cutting both parks, the Train Depot and the Roberts House, once a week. So I just need to know, as far as from the council, I have had some of these companies contact me this week and want to know if we would make a decision on that tonight.
The low bid was who, Kevin?
The lowest bid was A&W Lawn Care at $1,900. That's to cut it once a week for...
If we did that, would we be able to get rid of equipment, or are we going to need the equipment anyway for other...
We're still going to have mowers, but it's still... You know, we spend a lot of time cutting the parks, and well, they still got the driving range. The parking wreck still got the driving range and the baseball fields. They cut the big field beside the Mexican restaurant. All of that they cut. And I just be honest with you, with two people, it's almost more than they can do. With you know, if we leave the two parks there, we're going to have to give them some more help. We're going to have to give them some, at least more seasonal help. So, you know, we either do seasonal help, or we just contract it out and let somebody, you know, take care of that grass cut and us not worry about it.
They got the gas and the wear and tear and everything.
That's right.
Kevin, real quick, is that $1,200, is that salary, or is that the payroll taxes and everything?
That's just salary.
That's just salary.
So you got to add another 7.5% for payroll taxes.
Right.
Our side of the payroll taxes
benefits,
for that.
Benefits, right? Not counting benefits.
Yeah.
So my recommendation to the council is that we accept the lowest bid of $1,900 to let A&W Lawn Care take care of the parks, the Train Depot, or the museum, and the Roberts House for this grass cutting.
Yeah, but don't we have somebody working 4 weeks?
Well, right now,
a month.
Well,
I mean,
right now, one of our Park and Rec, we've got one grass cutter in Park and Rec because one of them's on the back of a garbage truck. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I never understood
that part where we had people from Park and Rec cutting grass other than the ball fields. But we got them. But I thought the grass cutting should be done by the city itself. You know, these dividing these departments up, this and they're doing this. I mean, we should have people that does just this.
And we do. I mean, and I'm be honest with you, Frank. We're down 9 people in the street department. You know, we're down 2 people in park and recreation. We're down. I mean, so our cost, you know, cost cutting measure is not.
Well, if you're
not
gonna hire nobody, you're gonna have to do something.
We're gonna have to contract. We're gonna have to contract this.
Otherwise, we won't contract at all. Just get all the rest. Well, by contract.
Well, they've got other duties as well. So I mean, you can use these people have other duties other than just cutting grass, because in the wintertime, you know, somebody's going to have to pick up leaves, and somebody's going to have to, you know, then someone clean ditches, and some, I mean, it's not just, we just don't have really, in the street department, dedicated grass cutters right now. We just don't. Right now, concentrating on picking up debris and junk and leaves and limbs, it's really more than our people can do right now. So that is my recommendation with the pleasure of the council.
Make a recommendation, we accept the bid to cut the grass at the parks to A&W Lawn Care.
I got a motion. Got a second?
I'll second it.
I got a second. Any other discussion about that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Stay.
Okay. Thank you. We'll let them know. All right, with that, I'd like to echo what Councilman Former said about the Easter egg hunt. We did have a great time out there. We spent about 3 hours, I guess. It wasn't just a 10-minute throw the eggs out there and they hunt and they go on. It was about a 3-hour long thing, and our employees got to get and done a great job on that. Again, I would like for you guys to be thinking about grant opportunities or ideas that you have. One of those comes up in May, one of them in June.
April.
And then April's another one. So if y'all will, be thinking about that and let me or Tasha know, you know, on your ideas. And then, of course, we've talked about the garbage truck. Please let everybody know, be patient. They're working on it. They actually worked overtime today with the manual truck trying to get caught up. But hopefully in the morning, our automated truck will be back up and running. And then also, I mentioned to you guys about the school board. If you have anybody interested in that school board appointment, we need to do that appointment at our next meeting, because we need to do that before the last meeting in April. So that term will expire in May, and then they actually take over in June. So we really need to do that our next meeting, and I'll let you guys know what day we can
be out of town.
Get together.
So on the decision of the board, are you going to let them come in and talk? Or
Yeah, I mean, I think that's best. Just let everybody hear what they got to say at one time, as to, you know, having to go to each individual person, and then we don't know how everybody else, you know, kind of feels about it. So what did you say on that?
Emma.
Oh, and just to let you know, the
C&J,
the last person that we done to do the cemetery and the trail, quit. So they did quit after the first week, after the first cutting of the cemetery. So we did just go to the next lowest bidder on the list, which would be who's been doing it, which was Bama. And they actually cut the cemetery today. Started yesterday, and I think finished it up today. So just to let you know that we did have to go to the next lowest bidder on that, because the lowest bidder decided that was more than they could handle.
How much more money?
It's $120 difference.
$150
difference for the trail and the cemetery, which is basically what they were doing it for the last 3 years. So. With that, anybody else have anything else tonight? I have a motion to adjourn.
I make a move we adjourn.
I have a motion. Say.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, guys, thank you.
That would be a rough job.
They didn't know what they were getting.
I've waffled. Most of my family is very
good.
I'm good.
In case you need that.